last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is your humble host, Zainab Askari. Dear listeners, you're listening to the program The Lost Savior, in which we had been discussing about Mahdiyat, so many misconceptions, issues about the introduction of Imam Mahdi and the way of life of Imam Mahdi, and how is it similar and different to prophetic way of life. And on that note, we had with us in our studio Dr. Murtaza Karimi. And today again, we had this pleasure to invite him. Assalamu alaikum, doctor. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. And thank you for having me.
So today, doctor, we would like to discuss with you about the tricks that are being used by the false claimants of to be Mahdi. We have so many people around today coming up like, I am connected to Imam, either by dreams or some istikhara or some duas, or, and you know, people who are innocent, who are, you know, kind of stuck in the problems. They are so much stuck and they want a way out. They easily believe these tricks. I would want you to talk on these tricks. What kind of tricks these false claimants use in order to prove that they are some one or the other way connected to Imam Mahdi?
Sometimes when we talk about some of these ways and methods and tricks, we see that they do not have the capacity to deceive the people. But the point is that, as you mentioned, you use the term innocent. People are waiting for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and many of them are, in much troubles.
They are exhausted stuck.
Of all these problems, especially in some parts of the world, people have much more problems.
And when people are like, you know, stuck in problems, they are surrounded by troubles, they easily believe in these tricks.
Accept. And that's the point. As soon as they hear that, okay, there is a person in that region, in that neighborhood, he claims to be connected to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. They rush toward him because for them, this is the final solution, the final hope.
They had been waiting so long for.
Exactly. This is the point that I wanted to mention, that maybe some of these tricks are, can be easily rejected. But for these people, because of the fact that they have been going through so many problems, unfortunately, they are deceived. And that is the importance of this topic. We need to, analyze and explain to the people all these tricks and ways used by these false claimants. Some of them are related to religious teachings, which are mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran, and it is the most dangerous ones. Because at the end of the day, people believe in Quran, people believe in the religion of Islam, but these false claimants try to misuse some of the Islamic teachings to somehow deceive the people. One of them is what we call it istikhara. We know that nowadays it is widespread among the Muslims and also the Shia, that when they are hesitating, they are in doubt about some issues, they may do istikhara through Quran or through tasbih, and there are also other ways. Now, sometimes these false claimants, in order to deceive the people, they say that if you want to know whether I'm with the truth or not, istikhara is one of the ways. Now, let me just give you some examples and then we'll analyze whether it's a way to recognize the imam of the time or the people who claim to be related to the imam. Ghulam Ahmed Qadiani is one of the famous people who had some claims about Mahdawiya and also about prophethood. He says that I guide my people toward truth, and I told them that Astaghfirullah Rabbakum, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and wastakhiru, and then do istikhara, and then you would be informed of the fact that I am with the truth.
Doctor, I'll be talking to you, but here we need to take a short break.
Sure.
The listeners, stay tuned. You're listening to The Lost Savior from IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes. like the sun shining behind the clouds. I can hear your voice like a whisper calling me in the wind.
Welcome back. This is your host, Sena Bhaskari, and you're listening to The Last Savior on IRIB English Radio. We have with us Dr. Karimi, who has been talking about the tricks used by the false claimants.
The other example in our time is this famous false claimant from Basra. He claims that, he has two main ways for the people to know that he is the
Imam of the time.
Imam, not only the Imam of the time.
Or connected to Imam.
Yeah, connected to Imam of the time, because he has so many claims. He claims that he believes in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam as the 12th Imam, but he says that after him there would be 12 Mahdis, and I am the first of these 12 Mahdis.
Oh my God, so we have 12 Mahdis coming up after him.
And he also believes that we have two Qa'ims. Mm-hmm. I am one of these two Qa'ims, which we talked about.
So it's one or the other way connecting him towards the power, or towards the, to be among the progeny of the Prophet, may peace be upon him and his family.
Exactly. So he says that if you want to know the fact that I am, the claim that I'm with the truth, one of the ways is that you can do istikhara with the Noble Book of Quran, and then you will see that I am with the truth.
Istikhara, which means kind of, taking answer from God when people are confused a lot about taking decision, and then they use Quran in order to get the answer from Allah.
That's true, yeah. Also, they have referred to some narrations in this regard. Now, we need to analyze this claim, whether istikhara is the way to know the truth, to know the Imam of your time, or those people who are connected to the Imam. Let me share with you, the main narration that these people refer to claim that it's been mentioned in the narrations that we can do istikhara to know about the truth in theological discussions. It's been mentioned by Sheikh al-Tusi that Ali ibn Mu'adh quoted Safwan ibn Yahya as that, how did you come to know that Imam Ali ibn Musa, that is Imam al-Rida alayhi salam, he is the Imam of your time? Then Safwan ibn Yahya says the following: Sallaytu, I said prayer, wada'awtu Allah, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide me. Wassakhartu alay, I made an istikhara. Waqata'tu alay, and through the istikhara I came to know that Imam al-Rida alayhi salam is with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many people who are following these false claimant from Basra, they have resorted to this narration to prove that, you see, to do istikhara is one of the ways for you to know the Imam
so
of your time.
So it shows these people of Basra as of now had been, so easily getting attracted towards this istikhara kind of thing. While as istikhara is something, you kind of try to take suggestion after your intellect fails. After an intellect of a person fails, he goes towards istikhara, and then he goes towards this suggestion kind of thing. But here it seems as if these people are so much troubled with life that without even thinking, without even using their intellect, they're directly going towards this trick.
Yeah, I think you somehow analyzed this first trick and it made my job much easier. Yeah, that's the first point, that what is the position of istikhara in Islamic teachings? When we refer to the narrations, first of all, many scholars believe that istikhara, to begin with, is not about opening the Quran. Rather, istikhara means that you intend to do something and then you say a 2 rak'ah of prayer and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is my decision and please make goodness, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make your goodness and well-being based on your decision. This is the reality of istikhara. The other understanding is that, no, sometimes we are hesitating about some issues. We have done all the research, so we need to consult the Quran, and that is why we do istikhara.
And it shows, like, in very important decisions of your life, when you're extremely confused, you don't come to a, you know, last conclusion, then you should take up istikhara. And it's very interesting, the narration that you mentioned, it first says to rely on Allah. Ask Allah, and then, like, you know, you can go on with the suggestions. Like, in anything, we need to rely on Allah.
Exactly. The viewpoint that I shared, it somehow rejects doing istikhara with Quran. They say that istikhara means talabul khair, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for goodness. It means that, oh Allah, let me give you an example. I have a job offer, and I like to accept it. This is my decision. I say a 2 rak'ah of prayer, I recite a supplication, and I ask Allah, please, I have made my decision, I'm not going to change it, but please make this decision to be fruitful. This is the reality of istikhara, according to a group of narrations and some of the scholars. But then there are some other narrations which tell us that, yes, in some cases they have instructed the people that if you are in doubt, you can do istikhara through the Quran, through some papers, through tasbih or rosary, and so on and so forth. But the point is that you cannot find any narration to tell you that, okay, if you want to know whether God exists or not, do istikhara. If you want to know whether Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the messenger of God, do istikhara. If you want to know about the imamate of the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, do istikhara and make istikhara. There is no narration to tell us that about theological discussions,
that are completely based on logic and reasoning.
Then, after them, the verses of the Quran and the narrations and the tradition of the Prophet. So, we have intellect, the Quran, and the narrations as the main sources of our religious teachings.
So I guess you're trying to tell here that it should be the last point when you fail completely. The first thing is that you should make your mind make a decision, and then when you kind of fail, then go to verse narrations. Maybe you will get some idea. And if you fail even there, the last step is to go to verse.
Yeah, but the last step regarding ordinary issues. For example, Imagine a jurist, he wants to give a fatwa. He searches, he thinks, he doesn't come to a conclusion based on the intellect. He goes to the verses, he doesn't find any verse. He goes to the narrations, he doesn't find any. Can we say that for that verdict he's able to make istikhara? Not at all.
He's supposed to.
Yeah. The first point is that this is the position of istikhara based on the Islamic teachings. We are not allowed, we are going to decide whether this person is the imam of the time or connected to the imam. For such a serious issue, we are not allowed to make istikhara. This is the first point. The second point is that when we analyze the viewpoints of especially this group who are following these false claimants from Basra, they say that for deciding whether this claimant is true or not, you can make istikhara. But then in one of his books, he's asked that sometimes we do not know whether a piece of meat is halal for us or not to consume. Are we allowed to make istikhara in this case? And this false claimant says that absolutely not. Now the question is that, what is the difference? For us to know about a very theological important issue like you being the imam, you are allowed to make istikhara, but just for eating a piece of, meat, we are not allowed to make istikhara. So what is the difference between the two?
Like our belief issues, is it about imamat, kiamat, or prophethood? We have to use logic and reasoning. We cannot use istikhara everywhere. And apart from that, theological issues, you say like, nobody does istikhara in order to do fatwa. Istikhara must be done whenever it's extremely important. And however, we see these people in Al-Basra very much confused or very much kind of troubled with life, and they are believing in this trick of istikhara, this trick of suggestion, because of their innocence, even in the ordinary things. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, being us with the show, on the show. We will continue this topic in the next session. For now, dear listeners, take good care. Goodbye from me and my team.